Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that solar activity continues to remain low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is fluctuating around 78, that's 7.8, and the daily smooth sunspot number has increased slightly to 17, that's 1.7. The IPS further reports that no significant changes to those numbers are expected in the immediate future. So it looks like our high frequency propagation will continue to be unreliable on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 13 megahertz. Frequencies above about that frequency, that 30 megahertz, on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. Now, some shortwave station news. From the Asian Broadcasting Institute, we learn that All India Radio proposes to expand its global presence. This is the media release. India's public broadcaster All India Radio is planning to launch services for several countries to boost diplomatic ties and the government's outreach programs to Indians settled overseas. The external services division of the All India Radio presently reaches around 150 countries, that's 150, with programs in 27 languages, of which 14 are targeted at neighbouring countries and Southeast Asia. The external services division programming includes news bulletins, commentaries on current affairs, a review of the Indian press, informative talks, interviews, documentaries, features, and Indian music of all genres and plays. New countries which All India Radio wants to reach include Japan, Germany, Canada, South Africa, the Maldives, and some in the Commonwealth of Independent States. Referring to Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's recent visit to India, the External Services Division of All India Radio Director Amani Anyoti Mazunda said that both countries are expanding engagements in a number of sectors, hence the need for a Japanese All India Radio service. And that was a media release from the Asian Broadcasting Institute, in turn from the online broadcasting service Asia Radio Today. So I guess we'll expect to see some changes in the external service programming on shortwave from All India Radio sometime soon. The 17 international shortwave transmission season is effective October 30. The tentative schedule of this schedule, that's the master schedule from the High Frequency Coordination Committee, is currently available at the HFCC website. That schedule, of course, is provisional, and the HFCC advises that changes will be made to that schedule as the season progresses. In the meantime, we have some details concerning the broadcast in the 16 metre band for the current transmission season, which may possibly change as the new season becomes effective. These are frequencies at the lower frequency end of the 16 metre band, and we acknowledge the information provided in the database, the online database of the Nagoya DXS Circle. 17485, China Radio International, in Arabic, from the Kashi transmitting station between 0500 and 0657 in Arabic. 17485, the Voice of America, in Chinese, from Udon Thani in Thailand, between 0900 and 1100. And the same transmitting site in Thailand for programs in Tibetan between 1400 and 1500. 17490, China Radio International, in Cantonese from Beijing between midnight and 0100, and in Amoy from 0100 to 0257, and in English from 0700 to 1300, and that last transmission is from the Kashi station. 17510, All India Radio, in Indonesian from 0845 to 0945, and in Tamil from 1115 to 1215. On 17510, the BBC from Arsila in Oman with 250 kilowatts, broadcasting in Uzbek to Central Asia between 1300 and 1330. 17510 is also used for China Radio International, broadcasting in Hakka between 0400 and 0700 from the Kashi relay station, and 0500 to 0700 in English from the Kashi relay station, and 1200 to 1227 in Filipino from Jian. Now, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station, the religious organisation, broadcasts on 17515 between 1600 and 1730 in various languages from the Nauen, Germany relay station. Programs to broadcast to Africa in various languages and include Somali, Amharic, Oromo, Tigrinya, and English. Actual schedules varies from day to day. And another frequency for China Radio International is 17520. It's listed in Italian from Kashi between 0600 and 0700. And 17520, Adventist World Radio, KSDA from Guam, broadcasting between 2300 and midnight in Chinese. And same frequency, 17520, is also used by Radio Free Asia between 0300 and 0700, also in Chinese, from Marianas Islands. And 17520, another service on this frequency of 17520, the Vatican Radio, broadcasting the Angelus on Sundays between 1000 and 1030 from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station, and in Italian every day, daily, between 1200 and 1220 from the same station. And 17530, China Radio International, broadcasting from Xi'an between 0900 and 1100 in Chinese, and also from the same transmitting site in Vietnamese from 1100 to 1157. And 17530, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, transmitting in Spanish from the Sejan transmitting station with 500 kilowatts, 0722 0820. And 17530, World Christian Broadcasting Station, KNLS, broadcasting from the Madagascar transmitting station with 100 kilowatts in Chinese, 0400 to 0500. Now, that's an interesting frequency choice, because that service is actually using the daylight transmission path across the Indian Ocean all the way to Africa into the Chinese mainland. And 17540 China Radio International, broadcasting between 0300 and 0357 in Chinese from Beijing with 500 kilowatts, and in Hakka between 0400 and 0457 from Kashi in English, and 1000 and 1057 in Chinese from Beijing. And Voice of America, 17540, 1100 to 1130. This broadcast is actually on Saturdays, broadcasting in French, broadcasting from the relay station of the Santa Maria de Galleria transmitting site in the Vatican, 250 degrees, and the antenna is 198 degrees, which is actually intended for Africa. So that was a summary of some frequency allocations for the current transmission season. It's provided by the Nagoya DX Circle in Japan, and those frequencies relate to allocated frequencies used by international broadcasters at the lower end of the 16 meter band. Some further reception notes this time from the World Radio Television Handbook via its Facebook page. Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran monitors in Europe and Middle East report the station operating on 9550 to Central America in Spanish at around 0240, and also another frequency is 9700, noted with PASH-2 to Southern Asia at around 0305. And a station heard in Africa, according to the World Radio Television Handbook, is noted on 9600 in English with religious broadcasts from the Bible. Heard very strong signals, and it's believed to be from the KNLS station, religious station. And also from the Middle East, monitors to the World Radio Television Handbook report the Voice of Turkey on 9465, broadcasting in the Uyghur language to Southern Asia, and noted between 0230 and 0240. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.